The Indian River School District's first attempt to pass a $7.5 million tax referendum in November failed by less than 30 votes. It may have passed, but days earlier, the state auditor issued a report detailing nepotism, lack of financial accountability, and payroll discrepancies within the district. Following those revelations, the district rushed to explain new policies and procedures it was implementing. And this week, state auditor Thomas Wagner issued a follow-up report with this conclusion.
We're very happy.
Wagner says he's impressed with how quickly the district addressed the 20 issues his office identified in the November report.
The work that they've done to fix these, I think, is quite recommendable, and I think it shows the sincere effort of the school district to fix these problems.
But even though Wagner's pleased, the question remains whether voters will be happy enough with the changes to trust the district with a larger share of their paycheck. We'll find out this Thursday. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.